As we look at a solution to all of this, John, what must our government do to be more adequately effective in dealing with terrorism in America today?
Well, they could start by doing their job. And I'll start at the federal level. Pardon me if that sounds harsh for my federal friends listening. But at this point, I don't quite frankly care. We have, once again, dead Americans on our streets, just like in Boston, just like in Fort Lauderdale, just like in Denver, just like in San Bernardino, just like in Little Rock, Arkansas, just like in Arlington, Virginia, and New York, just like at Fort Hood, Texas. And so regardless of what comes out of this, it's pretty clear this is pointing in a direction. And it begins with, you cannot put something like this in context if you do not understand the Islamic threat, the Islamic movement, which 100% of their movement, the individuals and all the jihadi organizations, say we are Muslims waging jihad to establish Islamic State under Sharia, and we must know the Marxist movement, what they're doing, and you've got to go after them, crush them, and destroy them, or else we are going to lose the republic. They are after the roots of the republic, and they're winning. And it, with more time, we could talk about just that aspect of it, but that's what they need to do, and they have to do professional analysis based on who the enemy says they are and why they're fighting.